This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, my name is Shanna, and I wanted to share a story with you guys from when I was in second grade. One night I was sleeping, and I hear my little sister screaming in her room, which is through a shared bathroom. So I go through and find out what's going on with her, and she's sitting straight up pressed against the headboard of her bed, terrified, and she's pointing across the room. So I look where she's pointing, and I see a man standing there. At first, I thought that maybe he was there to rob us, but then I continued to look at him, and he had a beard, a black and white checkered shirt, but he was translucent. And then I looked at his feet, and they weren't there. He was hovering a few inches from the ground. And in my mind at the time, I thought, well, maybe it's a reflection from outside the window. So I look out the window behind me, which is right next to my sister's bed, and no one's there. There's nothing that would obstruct or reflect anything into the room. And I look back, and he's still there. And he's looking at us with a look of terror, as if he saw a ghost. And I realized at that time I needed to say something. And so I asked him to please leave. You're scaring my sister. I don't know what you want, but we just wanted to go to sleep. And so I took my sister with me to my bedroom, and we locked the door, and that was that. We never saw that ghost again. That was the first ghost I ever saw, or at least remember ever seeing. I've seen many spirits since then. I'm a very empathic person. I think that's probably what I can attribute it to. But it was interesting because my sister and I saw the same thing. And what's interesting is that about a week before, my best friend at the time and I, we were just playing, and we're doing a ritual, if you will, just, you know, how little kids play. So nothing serious, super innocently. And we were asking spirits to come into the house, and we had opened the window in my sister's room. And I wonder if that had anything to do with it. And my thinking on that is that even though we were just pretending, I think children are very connected to the spirit world. And I think we brought something in without realizing it. I talked to my dad about it shortly after we saw the spirit, probably the next day or so. And he's seen many ghosts in his life, so he was very open and understanding and totally believed us. And he had an interesting theory. He said that the man, as we described him, looked like what is referred to as a cedar chopper from where I was living at the time, which is in Central Texas. And so the industry of that area for the last 100 years had been cedar chopping. And that was the main industry, was for timber. And so it's an interesting theory. We may never know. I had shared this story with some friends, and they said that there is a story or multiple stories going around about the checkered shirt man, I think is what they call him, or the plaid shirt man, something like that. I had no idea other people had saw a spirit similar to this. He has a beard. Sometimes he's wearing a hat. Sometimes he's carrying an axe, but always having a checkered shirt. So I thought that was interesting. Maybe you guys have something to input on that. And I hope you're well. I really enjoy your show. I've been watching. I've been listening for at least 2 years, probably 3 at this point, and finally decided to share. I'll definitely call back and share more stories. I have plenty. But yeah, much love. Thanks, guys.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.